All right, Eric Van Mechelen from the beautiful state of 10,000 Lakes, Minnesota. Eric Van Mechelen. Eric, throw that down here to me. Would you slide that down here? Good. How you doing, Eric?
Very well. How are you, Brennan?
I'm great. Thank you. Much better now. Let's see. Let's get right to it. Let's see. All right, explain this. And if you want to look behind you, if it's easier to read.
The biggest thing here from 2020 is we saw there were 734,000 missing absentee records 5 days after the Minnesota State Canvassing Board met and certified the election. So that was a reconciliation problem. Huge, big deal. We can move along to the next piece.
This one here, the next one?
No, that's the big key.
64,067 votes removed.
Yeah, big problems with our voter rolls, as there are in a lot of other states. Ramsey County, the place and time of that election review. People showed up, there was no review. And in the last picture there, you see a bag with loose ballots in the Dakota County post-election review. So those are just a few notes right from 2020.
Okay. What are some of your roadblocks?
So like a lot of other states, it's been a transparency issue, right? We've had very, very little help from our legislatures. And it's come down to the local officials to decide whether they're going to stand in the gap or not. And so far, they've, for the most part, really lacked courage. We know the clerks are very unaware of how elegant the election fraud is at the machine level, which we're going to learn about in the election code. But really, the county commissioner strategy has been able to draw out some of these roadblocks. So you can see there the petition to stop the certification that happened right away in 2020. But the First Amendment issue, we had someone actually removed from a county commissioner meeting because they were calling out our county commissions, county commissioners for their inaction.
Excellent. All right. Any more of those you want to touch on?
Well, the cast vote records, we've mentioned this. That's been a big problem. We've only received two from 2020 and one from the August 9th primary.
Okay. All right, let's move on to some of your victories.
So before I go into these, I should mention that the people of Minnesota are very awake, as evidenced by the 219,000 primary voters on both the Democratic and the Republican Secretary of State races voting for candidates that want to remove the machines. That's 31.5% of Minnesota primary voters, and that's not going to slow down. And we know we have to get rid of the mass mail-in ballots and the machines. Those are the two fangs of the snake that are biting us and selecting our candidates. But going into these victories here, canvassing and audits, Crow Wing County, tip of the spear in terms of our canvassing efforts, and that spread to 30 counties. That was persuasive enough to the Crow Wing County Commissioner team to pass a resolution for a forensic audit. Unfortunately, their county attorney said, let's not unseal our ballots, let's ask the Secretary of State, who declined. In terms of the county level, the county commissioner strategy has produced some of the big wins that we've had in Minnesota. A big shout out to David and Aaron Clements, who their approach and modeling of this, we've followed to the T. And some of the things that we're looking for are removing of the drop boxes, the party balance. Now, the hand tally resolutions in August 9th for the primary, there were two townships in Sherburne County that wanted to hand tally. One of them, very interestingly, wanted to hand tally and machine tally their township election, right? Then they would have been able to compare the two. But unfortunately, there was interference from the Sherburne County attorney and Sherburne County auditor, and that never happened. So the final thing here are the cast vote records. We only received two from 2020, but we did get one for the August 9th primary, but it's been an uphill battle on that front.
Wow. Eric, thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, it's Eric checking in from the great state of Minnesota. Thank you, Eric.